to a question that came up in Wednesday night Bible study. And if my memory serves me right, the question was asked by Cheryl. And I think it deals with the word remember. Is Cheryl in the audience? She's not here now. Okay. We want to take a look I would like to encourage you, and from time to time I may do this in different ways, but I would like to encourage you to be mindful that those who are desperate to justify or to give substance to falsehood, they go to almost any extreme. They pick up any little thing they can to enhance those falsehood. And you must be mindful of that. And you must, either you learn from us or as you study God's word, common sense, the intelligence he gives you, you use it. You must develop ways that you do not permit a person to misuse and abuse simple statement made in the Bible and statement which has nothing to do with the falsehood the person is perpetuating. You know, because the point we are about to look at and the word remember, the question was asked, and rightly so, from the background of those who are telling us that when when the Almighty God said to Moses, remember the Sabbath, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. They, people who are, my God, sure. You know, they are telling you that this word remember mean that the Sabbath was here from when, not when. We want to take a brief look at the word remember, how it is used. In fact, one of the sources I felt sort of refresh my memory on the usage of the word. So I have a four volume encyclopedic dictionary. Each of those dictionaries would weigh about 7 to 8 pounds, each one. It does not only give you the meaning of the word, it gives you history of the word. And I decided to refresh my memory. Of course, without that, you can call upon me anytime, anywhere, even when you wake me out of my sleep. And the word remember does not have any mysterious meaning. The basic idea in the word is to call to your mind. That's the basic idea, to bring back to your memory. Now, there is no passage a man or woman can twist to make the Sabbath known earlier than God made it known. And you must be mindful of that. People will tell you that the Sabbath was from the beginning. That's a lie. That's a lie. The word Sabbath does not occur in the book of Genesis. Rest is used, but remember, every time you say rest, it's not referring to the Sabbath. You see, so when you hear people, the Sabbath was from the beginning. Beginning of what? Because that's a false word. And the Bible makes it plain when the Sabbath was given to the Israelite. The Bible does not only make it plain when it was given, but to whom it was given. Wait. The Bible makes it plain not only to whom it was given, but to whom it was not given. That's right. So when people will take up a word and want to go to here from here to France with it, Now, let's take the word remember. Remember. In fact, the word is also spelled R-E-M-E-M-B-R-E, remember, which is Old French. And that's some of the places our word remember is coming from. Basically, the word means to call to mind. Not a basic meaning, to be mindful of. To be mindful. Anywhere you see the word, remember, if you put the phrase to be mindful of, it can fit right there. That is to have something in your mind, to be mindful of a thing. Okay, watch here now. The word re means again. Memora. Memora. Yeah, these are words, French, Old English. And that word means to commemorate. And so when, like in Old English, Old French, you talk about remember whatever, it means you keep something in your mind. Because that's the concept of commemorating. In this case, you keep something in your mind. The word means to be mindful of. It means to recollect. It means to put a thing or a person in mind. To put in mind. be that referring to a thing or a person, to have it in mind. It means to bear or keep in mind. It means not to forget or not to let slip. Remember, don't forget. Don't let it slip you. Don't let it go from your mind. It means to be thoughtful of. It means to attend to. It means to think of. To bear in mind, to consider all these are ideas, concepts, connotations surrounding the word remember. Let us now look at a few usages in the Bible. Let us run to the book of Exodus, chapter 13 and verse 3, chapter 12, verse 40, 42, Exodus 13, verse 3.
And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which we came out of Egypt.
Wait, remember when?
This day in which we came.
You get this? In fact, if this is the only passage we have, because it's important to note the idea here. Remember, not something that I told to you last week or a month ago or 6 months ago or a year ago. What I'm asking you to remember is something that you have just done. It's immediate. It's right here in the future. Remember this
day in which he came out from Egypt.
You see, this is when the very day they came out from Egypt or left or leaving Egypt, God is reminding them that they should keep that in mind. You know, now, so if you were in a discussion, you don't need to go anywhere else, because just this one place will show you that the word remember does not imply that the thing was given 6 months ago or a year ago or 50 years ago. The verse 3 finished, Brother Nama. Well, let us
out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this
That's
place.
Right. But remember, this was immediate. The Almighty God was telling them to remember something that was going on right then and there. It was an immediate and no thing. Let us turn to the same book of Genesis, chapter 12, Exodus rather. Chapter 12, verse 40 and 42.
Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass.
The selfsame day. Read on.
That all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
All the Israelites went out from the land of Egypt.
It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord.
Your observe mean it is a night to remember. You see, the word observe here mean to commemorate. Remember it. Remember what? Something that was given 1 month ago. Or 100 years ago, or from the beginning. No, something that you are experiencing right now. You shouldn't forget it. Keep it in mind. That's verse 40 and 42.
Yes.
Okay. Let us look at Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Nehemiah.
Chapter 4.
Yes, verse 13 and 14.
Therefore, set I in the lower place behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible.
That passage, remember here, was not pointing to any past. You see, this is Nehemiah and the Israelites rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem and all of that. And they had many enemies. And the Almighty God, through Nehemiah, was encouraging them to be mindful of what they were doing, what they were going through, the many enemies they had. This is not something telling them to look in the past. It's something encouraging them to be mindful of what they were going through. Verse 14 is read.
Be not ye afraid of them. Remember.
That is, don't be afraid of them. No. You're fighting a battle. No. The battle to build the wall of Jerusalem and to have their weapon on them. As many of you would have studied this many times. This is what is going on here in Nehemiah chapter 4. Is present situation.
That's right.
Not past. And even if it were past, that would not change the time that God gave the Sabbath. That's right. So 14 finish.
Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible.
Notice, it's not remember the Lord who was great and terrible. The very tense of the verb indicate to us that it is describing a present reality. Remember the Lord who is, that is right now. We are not necessarily asking you to look back on God's greatness of the past. That great God of the past is still great, and we want you to remember that he's still great. To help you in the situation that you are facing now. So remember here is not saying look to the past. Remember here is telling you look to God who you know to be great.
That's right.
Now.
That's right.
Not that he was great in the past. It's dealing with present situation. Let us hear Job 7. 6 through 7. Mark you two. Let me just drop this. If you are mindful that you are going to enter a discussion a day from now, 2 days from now, a week from now, one of the things you can do, time did not permit me, is to, look here. The word remember. It's used in reference to things that are past, things that are present, and things to come. Are we all there? And you can, for example, you'll find many passages talking about where the Almighty God warning the Israelites for them to remember the type of people they're going to meet when they go to the promised land as they travel from Egypt to the promised land. And there are times when after the Almighty God had told them what the challenge before them would be, that the Almighty God would ask them to remember, not remembering something that had already been done, or even remembering something that is coming, is present, but remember something that is to come. You are heading towards the promised land. You are going to meet upon the Gentile who want to wipe you out. Remember what I said to you, how to deal with it. You will find many passages dealing with remember as fact that are not yet reality. It is to come. The word remember is used in things that are present. It's used in things that are past. So for a person to pick up remember and to, in that one word, to give you the idea that when God said remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, it implies that the Sabbath was given long time. That's worse than a drowning man hanging onto straw. Okay, did I say Job chapter 7, verse 6 and 7? Let us hear it.
Job 7.
6 and 7. I think that's the passage I want. Read.
My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. And are spent without hope. Oh, remember that my life is wind.
Wait. Read that again.
Oh, remember that my life is wind.
Is what?
Wind.
Wind.
Like the breeze.
Oh,
wind.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Was Job speaking of something of the past, something to come, or he was speaking of his life as it then was? The passage is that Job was speaking of his life as it then was. Wait. Read it again, brother.
Oh, remember that my life is wind. Mine eye shall no more see good.
Our lives, let me see what word the Amplified use. Job chapter 7, 6 and 7. You have it, Brother Webb, in the Amplified.
Oh, remember that my life is but wind.
My life is but wind. A puff. You breathe, and it was speaking of the brevity of life. Was Job speaking of the past? No. He was speaking of the reality of his life as it was then. Wait. Our lives right now is a puff. This moment we are, the other moment we are not. So for a person to give you the idea that the word remember means the thing was long time and you have to recall it. No, the word remember speaks of things that are past, things that are present, and things to come. Even things that are not yet reality. They are all over God's word where God's people are called upon to remember. What will be, what God said will come, what will happen. Psalms 89, verse 47. We're just looking at a few usages of the word, remember. Psalms 89, 4 and 7, and 47.
Remember how short my time is.
You notice that? It's the same point that has just been expressed by Job. That was some 2,000, 3,000 years before Psalm.
What you and I have read in Job, in comparison to what we have read in Psalms, Psalms 89 and Job said, they are saying the same thing. But they are thousands of years apart. But they are expressing the same truth. How short our lifespan is.
Mm-hmm.
And that it used the word remember, it's not telling whether Job was speaking to or whoever would read what he said. It's not telling them to look in the past. He was saying his life right now, while he spoke aright, it was as brief as a puff of wind. And our lives are like that. Your life, my life is like that today. Now, what Psalm says?
Remember how short my time is.
Remember. That have nothing to do with something that was given in the past. The Psalms is just talking about something that was a reality then. Look at Psalm 74, verse 18.
Psalm 74, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this, that the enemy had approached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name.
Read again.
Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name.
This is dealing with present situation, how the ungodly reproach God's name and what and what. The passage, the verse is not talk about something of the past. It's talk about present situation, how the ungodly treat God with disrespect. Look at a passage most of you know also. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not.
Wait. Here, the writer of Ecclesiastes, Solomon, is appealing to young people, eh? To, wait, he was not telling young people, wait until you are up in age, then you can look back on your youth. No, notice the passage again.
Remember now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now. Thy Creator in the days of thy youth.
That is, while you are young, remember your Creator. Now. So, remember, while it may refer to the past, present, future, don't let anybody, you know, these people who want to just twist God's word to justify something that cannot be justified. Because all that these Sabbatarians do with idea like this, that the word remember mean the thing was here long time and that's why they are caught. Foolishness. Nothing can change the fact that the Sabbath was never given to anyone until it was given to the Israelite. You find that it indirectly implied in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Let us hear it.
And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day,
mm-hmm.
that ye may learn them and keep and do them,
mm-hmm.
The Lord our God made a covenant.
Watch here now. The Lord thy God made a covenant
with us in Horeb.
With us, that is Mount Horeb. He made a covenant with us, an agreement. Watch here. Uh-huh.
The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers.
Remember, we are told that the Ten Commandments are words of the covenant. So wherever you hear the Bible speak, and it is speaking of the Israeli, the covenant that God made with Israel, that automatically includes the Ten Commandments. Because the Bible tells us that the Ten Commandments are word of the covenant. And that also contains the Sabbath. What he says there?
The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us.
That implies that people like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not know anything about the Sabbath. Because the Almighty God is saying that this covenant I'm making with you, Israelite, was not made with them, our fathers, but with us, even us who are alive this day.
That's right.
Then verse 15. Further clarify. Let us hear it.
And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt.
The word servant is bond servant. You were slave in Egypt. Uh-huh.
And that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence. Through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm.
Stop there. Don't ever take lightly that final phrase. Don't, because that's key to having a better understanding of the Sabbath. That phrase, brother, I'm going to ask to read in a little while, is telling why God asked Israel to keep the Sabbath. The Almighty God did not ask Israel to keep the Sabbath because he God rested. The Almighty God chose a day that would correspond to the day he rested. But that is, chose that day to be a part of the agreement between him and Israel. But the reason they are told to keep the Sabbath, God's word going to state it now in this very passage, the brother is. And that is Exodus chapter 5, verse 15. Remember that thou was
a servant in the land of Egypt.
You were slave in the land of Egypt.
And that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore.
The word therefore means this is the reason you are asked to keep the Sabbath. Therefore what?
The Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day.
That's right. That is plainly stating why the Israelites were told to keep the Sabbath. Another passage, or another nail in the coffin of the Sabbath. Nehemiah chapter 9. I could ask you to read from verse 9 through verse 15, but we're going to just pick out a few verses that we need. Read from around verse 12 through 14, Nehemiah chapter 9.
Moreover,
just a minute. From around verse 7, 8, or 9, right down, it is giving a history of God leading the Israelite through the Red Sea and all of that. It's a chronology of what God did for them. But we want only from verse 12 through verse 14.
Moreover, thou ledest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them.
Take time with me, dear brother. Did what?
Madest known unto them.
What, brother?
Thy holy Sabbath.
What he did?
Made known unto them thy holy Sabbath.
That means they did not know, nobody knew about the Sabbath until God made it known to the Israelite here. You made known unto them your Sabbath. Nobody before this knew about the Sabbath. Nobody knew about the Sabbath, commanded to keep it until the Almighty God gave it to be an agreement between him, the Almighty God, and the Israelite. Don't ever permit Sabbatarian to deceive you. Made known. You cannot made known something that was already known.
That's right.
God is telling us when it was made known. Look at Romans chapter 3, verse 20 through 22.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight.
We're wrapping up, but this is a passage always for you to remember. By the deeds of, what does it mean, deeds of the law? That which the law requires, that which the law asks for you to do or for me to do or for whoever was under the law. By the deeds of the law. That means when you and I live perfectly by the law, we would still stand as sinners in God's sight. By the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be. The word justification and the word righteous are taken from the same Greek word. So what the passage is saying, by living up to the demand of the law, you still would never be able to stand right in the sight of God.
That's right.
By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Read.
For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
That is stating the purpose of the law. Help men and women to understand that there is such a thing as sin, going against the will of God. The law does this. It opens men and women's eyes to wrong and right. Read.
But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested.
You know, I don't think there's any human being or any angel that can make this plainer than it's made here. But now,
the righteousness of God,
that is the way God going to make men and women righteous. What happened, brother?
Without the law.
It is made manifest without the law. The Almighty God, since Jesus Christ, is for the first time in man's history, is making men and women right, righteous in his sight, and that is not with the law, but without the law.
That's right.
And one last pass. What verse is that? 21?
Yes.
Let me hear 22.
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe.
That's right. But last but not least, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6.
Seeing therefore, it remaineth that some must enter.
Remember, you know, I've explained this from this pulpit, and so I haven't forgotten that. And if in another few weeks I'm talking, and because it's important that we get this. I pointed out how Sabbatarian I think they choose to misunderstand. They want to misunderstand. Remember, the word remain here does not mean that there remain a rest, a Sabbath for us to keep. The word remain here means it's outstanding. Read the passage again, brother.
Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein.
That is the rest that God promised. Uh-huh.
And they to whom it was first preached.
I like how you emphasize first, brother. Because this passage for me is one of the powerful passages. You, like I can use the same passage. You don't need to go anywhere other than the same Hebrews chapter 4 to show that the people that Jesus, which is J-U-S-H, etc., the people that Joshua, Jesus in the passage of Romans, of Hebrews chapter
6.
While Joshua is not used in verse 6, if my memory serves right, but the name Jesus is used here referring to Joshua. So the passage identified Joshua and the Israelite that did not get the rest. For if, verse 4 again.
Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein,
uh-huh.
And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because...
To whom was the Sabbath first preached? The Israelite.
Yes.
The Israelite. And you just need to, in fact, just that time, take time to read a few more verses to see that the passage is not talking about Jesus Christ, but Joshua. One is Hebrews and one is Greek. It was Joshua who took over from Moses. And the rest that God promised to his people, the Israelite didn't get it. You see the drift there? With some 1,000 years of keeping Sabbath, the Israelites still did not enter God's rest. Be mindful of that. The rest that God promised to his people is yet to come. It has not yet come. Nobody has yet experienced that rest.
That's right.
You finish?
I don't know if you want to read verse 8. For if Jesus had given them rest.
Yes. If that is Joshua, not Jesus Christ. So when you read that, you'll remember it's not talk about Jesus Christ, but Joshua. For if Jesus or if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not have
afterward have spoken of another day.
You see, very important passage to show that after hundreds of years of keeping the Sabbath, the Israelites still did not enter God's Sabbath rest. So please, prepare yourself. Make jotting in your Bible. Every Bible has a loose leaf that you jot down some things that when you meet upon these people, you can shut their mouth. Shut their mouth, Brother Mitchell. Yes, that's what the Holy Spirit says through Paul. That some people's mouth need to be shut. And you know how that is done? When you get a hold of the truth and understand that little truth that you know in such a way that you can share it. Thank you.